Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The joy that is promised. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Joshua 22:5. The fourth verse of the hymn, Praise the Savior, Ye Who Know Him, reminds us of our responsibility to be faithful to our calling. At our new birth, we were fully granted eternal life, a standing we have now, and eternal life is not temporary. Yet we must strive to prove our love by obedience and holiness and maintain the sweet relationship with God. Keep us, Lord, O keep us cleaving to thyself and still believing, till the hour of our receiving promised joys with thee. While he doesn't need our help in accomplishing his will, we are granted the privilege of serving him, and we must never come to the place of unbelief. Doubts sometimes come, placed there by the tempter, but they should drive us to further study, deeper growth, and the eventual resolution of doubt. Doubt must never be allowed to fester into disbelief. There will come the day when our belief is complete as faith passes into sight. Unknowable joy will be ours, he promises. God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.